Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, June 26th, 2019. On this day in 1977, Elvis Presley held his final concert in Indianapolis, Indiana at Market Square Arena. The daily problems at the congested Tegel Airport continued on Monday. Several unnerved passengers told the Berliner Morgenpost about unsustainable conditions in the arrivals area. Per the Morgenpost, one traveler reported that the area was, quote, so crowded for hours that the buses taking passengers from the aircraft to the arrivals hall could no longer let their passengers get off. The traveler also stated that only two counters were occupied and that the automated passport control had been out of order for a long time, and added that older and disabled travelers in particular appeared to be desperate in view of the situation. Hannes Hunnemann, spokesman for the airport company, contradicted these reports, stating to the Morgenpost, "There were no structural difficulties today. We would have noticed that and remedied it. We understand when people get angry, but there are a lot of passengers for an infrastructure like this." Hunnemann added that compared to normal times, the current passenger volume is about 33% higher, and between 100,000 and 110,000 people use Berlin airports every day, stating, quote, "Tegel is always praised as the airport of short distances, but it's also the airport of short queues. There's just no room for queuing, and it's very crowded at the moment." The officers of the Federal Police Inspectorate at the airport who were deployed at passport control in Tegel could not confirm the criticism of chaotic conditions, according to Matthias Lehmann, spokesman for the Federal Police Headquarters in Berlin. "The number of passengers is currently particularly high, which could lead to longer waiting times, but the spokesman emphasized the Federal Police are doing everything they can to ensure the fastest possible check-in." As Berlin Briefing previously reported, since last weekend, thousands of the new electric pedal scooters are populating Berlin's city center, especially in the tourist areas around the Museumsinsel and at the Brandenburg Gate, as well as in Kreuzberg, Friedrichshain, Prenzlauer Berg, and Neukölln, where many younger people live or travel as tourists. In the other districts, scooters are hardly seen. As of Monday, there were no major accidents involving the scooters reported. However, at the junction of Karl-Liebknecht-Straße and Spandauer-Straße in Mitte, an e-scooter driver collided with a car. The scooter driver was injured but refused treatment. The Berliner Zeitung reported that the police have already imposed the first fines, for example, for driving on sidewalks or without insurance plates. In the coming days, police will use Twitter to call for sensible handling of the scooters. Helmets are rarely seen on the heads of scooter drivers, and they're not required by law, but almost all companies are asking their customers to wear one. With a maximum speed of 20 kilometers per hour, the scooters are about as fast as a moderately accelerating cyclist. There were also the first complaints about scooters being parked in bulk. Around the Eberswalderstraße U-Bahn station on Friday and Saturday night, several scooters stood across the sidewalk, and at Hermannplatz, some were laying in a pile. The Senate had pointed out the rules to the companies weeks ago. E-scooters must not obstruct streets or footpaths, more than four in one place are not allowed, and broken scooters must be removed within 24 hours. The administrative offices of the districts are responsible for these controls. Berlin is already the car-sharing capital of Germany, where several thousand cars are available for shared use, and this week, another supplier will be added, Volkswagen. On Thursday, after a test phase lasting several weeks, the starting signal for WeShare will officially be given, and its special feature is that the fleet is exclusively electric. As reported, 1,500 e-Golf will initially be distributed on streets and squares in the city center. 500 e-Up will be added by the end of the year. And from 2020, when the all-electric ID.3 is delivered, the fleet will be gradually supplemented with it. The ID.3 had its world premiere this year. The Wolfsburg-based automotive group recently sealed a partnership with Lidl and Kaufland for charging the cars on their premises. The retail chains will erect up to 70 public charging points by February of 2020, 60 in front of Lidl and 10 in front of Kaufland stores. Most of them will be fast loaders with a capacity of 50 kilowatts. During the day, up to 140 sockets will be available to supermarket customers' e-cars, and between 11 p.m. and 6:30 a.m., the WeShare vehicles will refuel there. Those who had hoped, however, that car sharing would finally be established on the outskirts of the city as well will probably be disappointed. According to reports, WeShare will initially place its cars exclusively within the S-Bahn ring. An expansion of the business area is only planned for later. Associations and clubs are to have more say in animal protection, or Tierschutz, in Berlin. The Red-Red-Green Senate took note of a bill to introduce a right of appeal in its session on Tuesday, as Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt of the Greens subsequently announced. Animal welfare organizations should, for example, be involved beforehand when authorizing animal experiments or allowing animals to be exhibited at trade fairs or in pet shops. It should also be possible to take legal action if the authorities fail to fulfill their animal welfare obligations. The bill has yet to be passed by the Senate and will then be debated and voted on in the House of Representatives. Such rights of action already exist in other federal states. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.